Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm going to begin a series, and this is going to be kind of a long series. I'm going to break it up actually into three parts. But I'm going to be talking about how to find, how to follow, and how to fulfill God's will in your life. And I tell you, this is something that is really important to me, but it's important to everybody. You can't fulfill God's will accidentally. It doesn't just happen by fate or the sovereignty of God, that God moves you along. And I'm going to be bringing out a lot of points and showing you this, how people messed up God's plan for their life. It doesn't just automatically come to pass. You have to find God's will. You have to learn how to follow God's will. Knowing God's will is certainly important, and it's a first step. But unless you learn how to follow and then persevere and fulfill God's will, it's not going to automatically come to pass. You know, it's similar to the difference between just floating downstream on an inner tube versus turning around and swimming against the current and going against things. If you are going to really go against the flow of this world, which in case you hadn't figured this out yet, I'll just tell you this and give you a clue that this world is not moving in the direction that God wants them to. Most people are not seeking God. Most people are not fulfilling God's will. And if you are going to turn around and go against the flow, it's going to take some effort on your part. I find that most people pray and they want God's will to come to pass in their life, and they pray and they ask for it, but most people don't feel like that they have anything that they can actually do to make it come to pass. And I'm going to be sharing some things with you that I think will just revolutionize your life. And again, I encourage you to please get hold of this teaching and apply it to your life, because it isn't going to come to pass automatically. You know, a dead fish can float downstream, but it takes some effort. It takes a live fish to go upstream and to go against the flow. And this may be one of the things that is the hardest for you to do, is to turn your life around and not let circumstances just control you and dominate your life. It may take some effort on your part, but it will be one of the most beneficial things that you've ever done. And let me introduce this series by saying that this is actually what God used to literally jumpstart my spiritual life. Real quickly, my testimony was that I got born again when I was 8 years old. The first time that God ever just nailed me over sinning. Not the first time I'd ever sinned, but the first time that I mean that the Holy Spirit really convicted me and I realized that I had not just sinned against my parents or against a rule, but I had sinned against God. The first time that that realization came to me, I repented and I got born again, and I was genuinely born again and changed. But then my life was pretty much dictated for me until I got through high school. I knew I had to go through grade school and junior high and high school, and I was just a typical kid, and I was having a good time playing with my friends and not really focused on God or anything. But as I grew up in the Baptist church, one of the things that I really learned, and I'm going to be making some of these points and using a lot of scriptures to verify these things, but one of the things that I really came to believe was that God created me with a purpose, that it wasn't up to me to just pick and choose. Outside of my personal relationship with the Lord, probably the most important decision that I would ever make outside of accepting Jesus as my personal Savior was to find out what God's will for my life was. And I had been taught that, and I had had scriptures used, and I embraced that. I believed that. But I honestly didn't give much thought to it because, like I said, my life was pretty much planned for the first 18 years. But as I was a senior in high school, it just dawned on me, you know, they began to start having career days and talking about what are you going to do. And they had counselors come in and they would talk about what are you going to take when you go to college. And I didn't want to just go and take some course and just do what every person in my family had done. Every person in my family had been a school teacher. I mean, father, mother, brother, sister, in-laws, outlaws, aunts, and all but one uncle who was a farmer Every single one of them had been a school teacher. And so I didn't want to just do that because that's what the family business was. I wanted to know what God's purpose was. So my senior year in high school, I began to really seek God and ask Him what His will for my life was. I went to the pastor of the church that I was attending and asked, and he really didn't have an answer. He didn't have any way to point me and direct me towards finding God's will for my life. And so I just kind of had to do it on my own. I didn't understand a lot, but I figured that whatever I needed to know was in the Bible. And so my senior year in high school, I got to where I would, maybe go out with some friends and do some things until 9 o'clock or something like that. But from about 9 o'clock until 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning, I would just read the Bible. And I read the Bible through multiple times my senior year. I actually went out and bought these multiple volumes of the Matthew Henry commentary, which at the time was what was suggested to me. I mean, you know, thousands and thousands of pages where there was a commentary on every verse. And I would not only read the scripture, but I'd read all of these commentaries on it. And to the best of my ability back then, I was seeking God and asking God what His will for my life was. And the reason I bring all this up is to say that this is the first thing that I ever really begin to just seek the Lord on and ask Him to show me His will. And I'm going to show some scriptures to you and show you things that God revealed this to me. I believe with all of my heart that I am exactly in the center of God's will right now. It's not a static thing, but I mean at the moment for the last 40-something years, 42 years, since the Lord intervened in my life, I have been following His will, and I believe at this point in time, I'm right where God wants me to be. And it has been I can't even imagine my life if I hadn't have spent this time seeking God and having God show me His will. So in my personal life, this is the thing that kind of jump-started my spiritual life. This led to that decision that many people have heard me talk about, March the 23rd, 1968, where God intervened and God touched me and God revealed Himself to me, and I've never gotten over it. You know what occasioned that? It was about a year or 18 months worth of me seeking to find out what God's will for my life was. That's really the thing that prepared my heart and opened me up for everything that God has done. And so this is what jump-started my spiritual life, and it is what has kept me on target and on focus with what God has been doing in my life. And, you know, as I go through this, I'll be teaching a lot of these things in detail. But you just don't find God's will for your life all at once. You don't go from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour all at once. There's an acceleration process. You just start off slowly, and it accelerates and speeds up. There are steps and stages to finding God's will. And in my life, when the Lord really touched me and showed me that He had called me to serve Him full time and to teach His word and to share these truths with other people, that was what kind of got me going. But then there's been 1,000 things that the Lord has shown me along the way. I could probably say that nearly on a daily basis, God gives me direction and shows me something. And it's all of these little adjustments, and I've learned how to follow God's will, that has brought me to the place where I am, to where I can truthfully say that, man, I am just really excited and satisfied about what God is doing in my life. And I'm very excited about the future, about all of the things that are going to be happening. And so I know that there are people watching this program that if you are truly born again, you desire for God's will to come to pass in your life. But most people don't feel like that we can actually discern it clearly. Most people just kind of throw a prayer out and pray and ask for God to direct their life, and then they pretty much let circumstances dictate how their life goes. And they just live their life not by the dream that God has placed in their heart, but just letting circumstances, in a sense, it's like, forgive this comparison, but I'm trying to get my point across. In a sense, most people are kind of like cattle that just follow the herd. All you do is just kind of go with the herd the way that it's going. You let things just direct you, and you don't take a clear direction. You don't take control of your life and say, I know this is what God has called me to do. And I think that that's sad. And I'm going to be explaining some of these things in greater detail, but let me just give you a taste of some of this. That if you don't feel satisfied, if you don't feel fulfilled, if when you get up and go to work, you aren't excited about going to work, if you don't enjoy your work, and if you're the kind that on Friday, it's like, oh, thank God it's Friday, and you live for the weekends, and then you dread going back to work, then I would just like to suggest to you that probably you haven't found God's will for your life. Because when you find God's will and you know you're doing what God has called you to do, there is a satisfaction and a contentment that goes with that that you can't get through anything else. There is no fame, no money, no accomplishment, nothing that can satisfy you as much as knowing you are actually fulfilling a purpose, that your life is making a difference. You know, when you die and are gone, is anybody going to miss you? Has your life touched people? Is your life making a concrete difference? Or are you just occupying space? You know, if you aren't living on the edge, if you aren't pushing the envelope, well, then you're taking up too much space. You need to find out that God has a purpose for your life. And then as you begin to follow that, there is going to be a contentment and a satisfaction that comes into your life that you can't get doing anything else. And there are some of you, I believe that there are probably some of you watching this program who really love God, who you have committed your life to God, you desire to be used of God, but you don't have any absolute assurance and confidence that right now your life is God-controlled. You hope that it is, you pray that it is, but you don't have that assurance. And because of this, you are one of those that I was describing, that you dread going to work on Monday. You are thrilled coming home on Friday and living for the weekends and all of these other things. And you don't have a sense of satisfaction and contentment. And you're praying and asking God to give you peace. And probably some of you are wondering about why I'm not more satisfied. And I'm telling you that there is, in a sense, a holy dissatisfaction. God does not give you the satisfaction, the contentment, the peace, and the joy. It isn't released into your life when you are going in a direction contrary to what God told you to do. And I'm not talking here about going out and just committing terrible, gross sins, living in adultery, or doing whatever you're doing. I think it should be obvious to most people that you aren't going to be experiencing all of the joy and the peace and the blessings of God when you're in direct rebellion towards God. But there are some of you who love God, want God's will for your life, but when it comes to your vocation and basically how your life is run, you are just hoping that God is directing it, but you don't have any assurance. And I believe that many of you are off target, and there is going to be this holy dissatisfaction on the inside of you until you find God's will. And you can pray all you want to. You can have other people pray for you until they rub all the hair off the top of your head. And you are not going to be content and satisfied until you find what God's will for your life is. Let me just give you a quick story. I think I've used this on my program before, but this, for me, really illustrates this. That I go to Charlotte, North Carolina every year and hold a meeting at Freedom Christian Center with Pastor Dean Melton there. I've been doing this for about 22 years. And I have a partner there, Chip Wells, who has a business. He's invited me to go in and speak to his people. And he tells them that the clock is running. You're being paid. You just listen to this man as long as he wants to talk. And he pays them to sit there and listen to me because he really believes that having God impact your life makes... He's concerned about his employees, but also they make better employees when they are walking with the Lord. So anyway, he allows me to go in and share with his people. And one year I went in and I shared with all of his staff. He has about 20, 30 people. I shared with them. And when I came out, there was a Oriental lady that was a receptionist, and I hadn't seen her in the previous years. And anyway, I just struck up a conversation with her and got to talking about, you must be new here, and how come you weren't back in the break room with the other employees, and she said, well, I'm the new employee, and they needed somebody to answer the phone, and so I answered the phone. And anyway, we got to talking, and she says, who are you? And I told her, and she says, what do you do? And I said, I'm a minister. And boy, she got really excited, and she looked at me, and she says, for who? Who do you minister for? And I said, well, for God, Jesus. And she says, you must be the one. And I said, the one what? And she began to tell me that she was a Buddhist and that the previous night she was going through her rituals, whatever they were. And anyway, she just, in her heart, she says, this is just, it's useless. There's no reality to this. And she said that she knew that there was a God. She didn't doubt that there was a God, but she doubted that Buddha was the God or the true representative of God. And so she just cried out and she says, God, I know you're real. And I just ask you to reveal yourself to me. Somehow or another, reveal who you really are. And she said as she was praying that there was this ball of light that came and stood in front of her, and it was just pulsating. And she said that she heard this voice. I don't know if she was talking about whether it was inside of her or whether it was audible. But anyway, the Lord spoke to her and said, tomorrow I will send you a man who will tell you who I really am. And when I was telling her that I was a minister, and she said, for who? Well, then she says, you must be the one. And when she explained that story to me, I said, I am the one. I can tell you who the real God is. And I got to lead this lady into salvation and into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And of course, it was tremendous to see her life touched. But when I left there and got in the car, you know what? There was such a sense of satisfaction and peace and joy to think that, God, I was in the right place at the right time. You told her last night that that next day she would meet a man and that you knew where I was going to be and I was in your will. And I tell you what, that just does something for you. If that doesn't light your fire, your wood is wet. And when you are truly tracking with God, when you know what God's will for your life is, and when you learn how to follow it and do that, you will have these supernatural things come that give you such a sense of satisfaction that you aren't just stumbling through life and hoping that things work out. You know, I deal with a lot of people, and when I first started in ministry, I had so few people that would listen to me that I had to go into prisons and in nursing homes to minister to people. And I remember that when I used to go into these nursing homes, there were so many people that you could tell that back in their prime, when they were younger, that they were the movers and the shakers and that they were the people who were well off and everybody admired them and stuff. And yet here they were at the end of their life. And I couldn't tell you exactly. I didn't do a scientific survey, but from memory, it was like 9 out of 10 people that I dealt with in the nursing homes. Their big deal was, did my life count? Did I do what God wanted me to do? Did I miss something? And they went back, and I mean, they had used up 60 or 70 or 80 years, and they still didn't know for sure what God wanted them to do. There's some of you watching this program right now that, you know, you could vary from being a young person. I was seeking the Lord and asking God's will when I was just in, you know, 18 years old. You could be a very young person, or you could be in your 80s or 90s or whatever. And yet I can guarantee you the vast majority of people watching this program cannot say for sure, emphatically, that you have found God's will for your life. You may desire it. You may hope that it's working. You may have made an assumption that God is just going to sovereignly, supernaturally make everything work in your life. There's a large segment of the body of Christ that preaches that. But I'm going to be showing you scriptures that no, it does not happen automatically. You can't fulfill God's will for your life accidentally. It doesn't just happen by fate. You have to pursue God. And I'm going to be sharing so many scriptures with you about this. You have to pursue God. You have to get a word from God. You have to get God to show you a goal for your life. And then once you understand the general direction that your life is supposed to go, there is just a million course corrections in between here and there. And you're going to have to learn how to follow God's will. You're going to have to learn how to persevere. You're going to have to learn how to stand against the devil, because Satan is doing everything he can to stop you and block you from fulfilling God's will for your life. God has a plan for you, and it's a good plan. God never made a piece of junk. God never made a dud. If you feel that somehow or another you are a second-class person and that your life isn't making as much of an impact as other people, then I tell you, you have not found God's will for your life. You know, I spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on television, radio time, sending out books, CDs, all of these kind of things. I'm doing a lot of things trying to reach people. And yet I can guarantee you, every one of you watching this program, there is a circle of friends, there is a realm of influence that you have that I will never reach those people. I don't care if I increase how much I'm spending and our TV time 10 times what it is right now. There are people that I can't reach. They'll never hear of me. I'll never impact their life. But you will. And you've got to find what it is that God has really anointed you to do to in order to reach your full potential. And these people that are in your life, this circle of family and friends around you, you in a sense are carrying their miracle. And if you don't find out God's will for your life, and if you don't reach that full potential and do it, then there are people around you that I'm not going to reach, that other ministers aren't going to reach. There are people around you that are not going to receive God's touch. God doesn't just supernaturally reach out of heaven and touch people. He flows through people. And every one of us are created by God. You did not happen. You are not an accident. Whether your parents planned on you or not, God knew about you. I'm going to be showing you lots of scriptures on that. And you've got to find what God's purpose for your life is. And before I end today's program, let me just end with this by saying that, you know what? God wants to show you His will more than you want to know it. I can guarantee you that God is more motivated than you are to reveal His will to you. Now, it's not going to come necessarily easily because most of us are insensitive towards God. We are so occupied with the things of this world that it makes us sometimes hard of hearing. And so it does take some effort on our part, but not because God is resistant towards revealing His will to you. No, He wants you to know it, but our hearts have become insensitive, and it takes a while for us to sensitize our heart and get to where we can follow the things of God. And so it does take effort on our part, but it really encourages me just to know that God has a purpose for my life. He wants to reveal that purpose to me more than I want to know it. And so if I'm having any trouble connecting, it's not God who's not giving. It's my heart who's become dull and insensitive, and I can deal with that. I'm going to be showing you things about how to hear God's voice and how to follow His will. And I tell you, this has transformed my life, and I am absolutely confident that this will transform your life. And so I just want to encourage you to please listen to this entire series that we're doing on how to find God's will, how to follow God's will, and then how to fulfill God's will. It's going to be a protracted series, but really you can't go anywhere in your Christian life until you get these things down pat. So I believe it'll be a blessing to you. I encourage you to listen as our announcer gives you some information about how you can get this brand new teaching that we're offering, and then join me again as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. This series is also available on DVD as seen on our daily TV program. You can receive it for a gift of any amount when you order. Or you can get today's teaching as part of the God's Will package, which includes three albums: How to Find God's Will, How to Follow God's Will, and How to Fulfill God's Will. As a bonus, the package includes the Destiny Stories DVD, highlighting four stories of people whose lives were transformed as they pursued God's will for their lives. The entire package has a catalog value of $120. But Andrew considers this teaching so important, he'd like to get it to as many people as possible. Therefore, he's offering it to you for a gift of just $75 or more. Remember to specify the CD or DVD package when you order. The first audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled Everyone Has a Destiny, free of charge. We'd like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled God Wants You Well for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. Our helpline is closed today to allow our employees to celebrate the holiday. But you can always reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, use the address on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth seminar next week, July 15th through the 17th, and in Durant, Oklahoma, July 28th through the 30th. He'll also be in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth seminar August 12th through the 14th, in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center camp meeting September 12th through the 17th, and in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 18th through the 19th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.
Basically, what he's doing is Jesus is just all up to you. If you can do something.
In 1996, students from Caris Bible College began providing sandwiches to the homeless in parks and under bridges in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Soon, they opened a food pantry in one room of the already overcrowded Bible College. Little did they know that these small steps would one day lead to an organization with an annual budget of more than $2.5 million. As the Springs Rescue Mission celebrates its 14th year of building hope and saving lives, more than 1,450,000 meals have been provided to the hungry and homeless, opening a doorway to hope for a better life through recovery programs, emergency services, counseling, and job training.
Compassionate people hearing the message that Andrew was preaching about the love of God and then taking that and doing something with it.
For more on this story, visit our website and click on today's news feature. Invest yourself in Caris Bible College today.